So we pick it up in episode 11. The second reason was, if perhaps Emmanuel, the son of Shaddai, their king, by seeing the horrible and profane deeds of the town of Mansoul, might regret his covenant of redeeming them and repent of pursuing the redemption. For Diabolus knew that Shaddai was holy and that his son Emmanuel was holy. Yes, he knew it by woeful experience, for Diabolus was cast from the highest orbs because of his iniquity and sin. For this reason, he concluded that the more Mansoul sinned, they might suffer the same fate as he himself. But fearing that this knot might break, he thought of another reason to employ this third defense, to wit, fourthly, he attempted to possess all hearts in the town of Mansoul of those whom Shaddai was raising an army in order to come to overthrow and to utterly destroy this town of Mansoul. And this he did to forestall any news of their deliverance that might come to their ears. For, thought Diabolus, if I first report this, the tidings that shall come after will all be swallowed up by this. For what else will man's soul say when they hear they must be delivered, but that the true meaning is Shaddai intends to destroy them? Then Diabolus summons the whole town into the marketplace, and there with deceitful tongue he told them, "Gentlemen, and my very good friends, you are all, as you know, my legal subjects and men of the famous town of Mansoul. From the first day I have been with you until now. You know how I have behaved myself among you and what liberty and great privileges you have enjoyed under my government. I hope both to your honor and mine, and also to your content and delight. Now, my famous Mansoul, there is a noise of trouble abroad, of trouble for the town of Mansoul. I am sorry for your sakes, for I have just now received by the post from my lord Lucifer, and he used to have good intelligence, that your old king Shaddai is raising an army to come against you, to destroy you root and branch. And this, O Mansoul, is the reason I have now called you together at this time, namely, to advise what is best to be done at this juncture. For my part, I am only one, and can easily fend for myself. If I desired to seek my own safety while leaving my Mansoul to face the danger alone, but my heart is so firmly united to you, and I am so unwilling to leave you, that I am willing to stand and fall with you to the utmost hazard that shall befall me. What do you say, O my Mansoul? Will you now desert your old friend, or do you think you can stand beside me? Then, as one man with one mouth, they cried out together, "Let him die the death that will not." Then said Diabolus again, "It is vain for us to hope for leniency from the enemy, for this king does not know how to show it. True, perhaps, when he first sits down before us to talk, he will pretend to be merciful, and by this he may again make himself the master of Mansoul more easily and with less trouble. Therefore, whatever he shall say, don't believe a single syllable of it. For all such language is offered only to overcome us and to make us the trophies of his merciless victory while we wallow in our blood. It is my opinion, therefore, that we resolve to resist him to the very last man, and not to believe him upon any terms, for in through that door does danger await. Should we be flattered out of our lives? I hope you know more about the basics of politics than to suffer yourselves so pitifully to be served. But suppose he get us to yield and should save some of our lives, or the lives of some of them who are underlings in Mansoul. What help will that be to you who are the chief of the town, especially you whom I have set up and whose greatness you've procured through your faithful allegiance to me? And suppose again that he should give quarter to every one of you. Be sure he will bring you into that bondage under which you were held captive before, or worse. And then what good will your lives do you? Shall you live with him in pleasure as you do now? No, no, said Diabolus, shaking his head in pitiful sadness. Under Shaddai, you must be bound by laws that will pinch you and be made to do that which is now hateful to you. I'm on your side if you are for me, and if it is better to die valiantly than to live like pitiful slaves. But I tell you, the life of a slave will be counted a life too good for man's soul now. Blood, blood, nothing but blood is in every blast of Shaddai's trumpet against poor man's soul now. I beg you, be concerned. I hear he is coming. Get up and stand armed for battle now, while you have the time to do so, and so you may learn from me some feats of war. I have armor for you made by me. Yes, and it is sufficient for man's soul from top to toe. And so armed, you cannot be hurt by what his force can do. That is, if you can keep well girded with it and keep it fastened about you. You are welcome, therefore, to come to my castle and harness yourself for the war. There is helmet, breastplate, sword, shield, and whatnot that will make you fight like men. To be continued. Dun, dun, dun. You young people, you slay me. I'll just read these questions. Today's episode, in episode 10, through Mr. Bunyan's allegory, we learn some of the strategies of Satan. His strategies continue in this episode. Read Psalm 78, verse 36. How do these two sins fit in with the strategies Diabolus uses in today's reading to keep the gospel from saving man's soul? In the second to last paragraph, what does Diabolus say to man's soul about Shaddai's mercy? Read Deuteronomy 4 and verse 31 and Psalm 117 verse 2. What do these two verses tell you concerning the truth of God's mercy? And finally, another strategy Diabolus uses to keep man's soul from obeying the gospel is found in the last paragraph we read today. What does he say about Shaddai's laws? Read Psalm 19, verse 7, Psalm 119, verse 72, and Romans chapter 7, verse 12. What do these verses tell you about the law of God? How then should we respond to the laws and commandments of God? And this is why unsaved man has difficulty receiving the gospel, because Satan comes in with very, very comforting words. How much liberty do you have under my reign? The things that you can do, you're only slaves to this El Shaddai. Convincing the unsaved that Shaddai is a tyrant and his laws, but his laws, we know, those are nothing but lies. And that's what his strategy is. He lies. Oh yeah, and he lies. And lies again.